This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's get to another edition of the American Family Farmer Show, shall we? I'm Doug Steffen, here as an American family farmer and a broadcaster, trying to bring to the surface things that will give us hope, feelings of optimism about what we can do with our farms as more and more involvement, government encroachment, big ag encroachment, and now the Chinese. Normally, as I begin this program, before we talk to our guests who are going to, and I'm looking forward to this conversation, learning more about the farm that is it's a kind of a small farm outside of Albion, Nebraska, that they have quite a farming community there. I think you'll like this story. I think it'll be important for you. Here's something else that's important for us to consider and or know: the Chinese and their play for American farms, American farmland, controlling, making big ag acquisitions. The big ag companies are more and more taking over anyway. But as the Chinese try to inveigle themselves into our lives and control our lives more and more, what better way to do it than to control the food supply? And that's what they are doing in an insidious way. The money that's coming into our country, that's eating into the American farm culture, I think that maybe it's me and it's my age. The American farm, there's a myth around what farming was like even when I was a kid. And it's so different now. And whether you realize it or you don't realize it, people say to me, hey, get with it, Doug. Things are changing. The equipment's changing. The land is changing. The atmosphere is changing. The way people eat is changing. The way they buy their food is changing. And so you got to get with it. And I look at all of the farmers that I know who have, over the years, the engagement and the backbreaking work they do. I was on a farm in Vermont this past weekend in a place called West Haven, Vermont, which is not far from Rutland. The family, this whole family, the Books Brothers Farm, has, four brothers and all of their sons involved in this 1,500-acre farm. They gave up dairying last year because they just couldn't make the numbers work, and that's more and more. They told me in their community they used to have 14 dairy farms, small Vermont community. They only have one now, one left, because you can't survive. They've got all these mouths to feed, and it cost them more to feed the cattle than they were making selling milk, so they had to make a choice, feed the cattle or feed themselves. So they chose their family and themselves. This is the most insidious, ridiculous reality, but yet it goes on and on. You hear me talking about it, on and on and on. The Chinese tried to make a foray into the milk market in America, working with dairy farmers or DFA, the scum of milk producers and these co-ops that are controlled by the Suiza family. Anyway, that didn't work for them, but they are everywhere, make no mistake about it, trying to circumvent what we as American farmers have done. The foreign buyers operating farms and taking over the land, the livestock barns, the slaughterhouses, these Chinese holding company, it's called Chem China. They are trying to buy Syngenta, which is an ag chemical company, not unlike Monsanto, not quite as bad as they are. But they're trying to buy up politicians, and that's their, all the support that we don't realize. Again, you don't know where the money's coming from for the campaigns, because under this scurrilous act that got passed through the John Birchers, the the people who say that we all, you know, it's freedom of speech and all this other baloney. Citizens United several years, you know that whole ruling and all that stuff. Well, whether you pay attention or you don't, it's brought about changes in the broadcasting business that are not going to be reversed. There's three companies that basically own and control most of the radio media. And it's not so much that way in television anymore because of the breadth and depth of the interest of product. But then, well, Disney just bought up all of Fox, so maybe that's not true. Anyway, factors to consider here, owning every aspect of production from feed through packaging is what the Chinese are trying to do. You can see it as they go through Smithfield, the pork packing company, and then there are other outfits that are getting into the beef world. There's another group, but they're trying to get Smithfield to buy up not just pork production, but through their money invested in Smithfield, they're buying up slaughterhouses, beef suppliers, all that kind of stuff. We have a very difficult thing here going on. And by the way, the Chinese are also trying to buy up the seed companies. They're trying to get control of the seed companies. So what is there about this that's good? Nothing. Not one thing about any of this is good. The mergers, the acquisitions, USDA looks the other way, the government doesn't get involved, the government supports it because the government is being, you know, we've got around, Trump and his trade war with China is a good thing because it sort of puts the Chinese on notice, we're not going to let them screw us over. But the impact on the farmer, I would not be surprised that the farmer went away from Trump in the next election. We'll have to see who is on the Democratic side. But his reporters are really digging into what's going on. For example, Smithfield spent $46,222 lobbying legislators in Nebraska last year just to get, you know, this is the first year that they owned the company. They gave $12,000 to 19 state senators apiece voting on a bill that would allow them to pretty much do what they wanted to do in regard to the processing of swine and that sort of thing. So that's what you got going on. In case you didn't know it, that's what you... And by the way, China also is in dire need of food and farms. They don't have good land over there. They have more people. 11% of Chinese land is all that they can farm. So they look over here and see how much land we have that can be farmed. They've got a huge population. It's food security disaster time. And so here we are. We can help with affordable supplies of food. Now they're going elsewhere to buy their food because of the trade wars. That's not helping us and not really helping them very much in the long term. But at any rate, it's news that I thought you ought to have, an observation that I'm making that I don't like, frankly. The Chinese involved in our school, in our well, the next thing they will be in the school system, in our food system. Bad news. Bad, bad news. All right, 15 past the hour in a moment. We meet Matt and Joe Brugger from Upstream Farms. Right now, let's see if we can encourage all the people who are farming to get a good night's rest. If you haven't followed my I guess it's advice, the information that comes courtesy of the folks at MyPillow, the pillow that will change your life forever, literally. I know that's a dramatic thing to say, but if you look around at all the cheap foam pillows, they don't cut it. The feather pillows, you got to get a full night's uninterrupted REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep, the type of sleep that makes you feel refreshed in the morning. Farmers need energy all day long. Got to have a good night's rest. Best way to get it is to go to MyPillow.com and get in on the discounts of their fabulous products by using the DJV code. Yep. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the Radio Listener Specials. Save up to 66% on things like the body pillow and the standard and premium pillows. Lots of money can be saved. Lots of great night rest is in store for you when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, Save up to 66%, including the body pillow, for $29.99, regularly $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for all these great specials.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA-estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future, until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA-estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Staples is more than a place you go to buy a new PC. It's where an associate helped me find the latest tech I needed to work smarter, not harder. Where I got a protection plan plus 24/7 tech support that keeps me connected. And where I increased my productivity for a lot less than what I thought I'd spend. Right now at Staples, you can save up to $270 on the latest PCs. Staples, for your business tech and beyond. In-store only, ends 9/21/19. While supplies last. Exclusions apply.
Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer with Matt and Joe Brueger, who run Upstream Farms in Nebraska. They are twin brothers. But somebody came out first. Matt, did you come out first or Joe come out first?
Yes, it's Matt. How are you doing?
Matt, I'm well, thank you. How about you?
Oh, doing great.
You beat your brother by, what, 2 or 3 minutes? Is that what happened? How did... Well, that's what you got to have. Somebody's got to come out first.
And that's interesting because he was born before me a couple minutes, so I don't know how that worked out.
All right, so you both are farm kids, though, right? You grew up on the farm?
Yes, sir.
What kind of a farm? Describe your farm for those of people listening. This is a farming community. You're in northeast Nebraska, Albion. I have driven through there once. I love these Midwestern farming communities. Oh, they're great. I travel across the country a lot, going back and forth to California sometimes. Not easy to go through Nebraska in the wintertime, though.
No, sir. We grew up on a small farm. It was mainly row crop. It's always corn, soybeans, alfalfa, and a little bit of oats when we were younger. And then we also raised Black Angus cattle as well. We raised those cattle all the way from start, from conception all the way to processing. Cattle never leave our farm. So a small farm, like I said, about 1,000 acres of row crop, which around here is relatively small.
I was going to say, small. I have a 114-acre farm in suburban Boston. Everybody thinks it's big. But when you compare, right, to what is going on out there. So is that I want to actually start there with both of you, what it means to be big or small. Now, you may have heard me just railing against the Chinese and their influence and how they're trying to buy up land, buy up farms, buy up companies for several different reasons. So, and then we get into this discussion about big or small and where farming is going to be in 50 years from now. How many farmers are we going to have? How many farms are we going to have? So let's dig into that. Matt and Joe Brueger here on the American Family Farmer.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Overview of the American Family Farm. I'm Doug Steffen, featuring Upstream Farms in Albion, Nebraska. Matt and Joe Brugery. All right, so I heard a lot from Matt. I didn't hear anything from Joe yet. All right, Joe, time for you to pipe up.
How's it going, Doug?
I'm well, and you?
Oh, pretty good. Yep. Just enjoying the nice weather here in Nebraska.
Yeah, well, it's good. You don't have to worry about any hurricanes. The weather across the country is pretty good this week, and other than if you're down in Texas near Dallas or Houston, you might get a little wet. What is the, that reminds me, I'd ask both of you, how did the weather this spring affect what you did? Because Nebraska was in the middle of all that rain, and there were a lot of farmers who said they weren't even going to plant because it was so late. How did it affect you?
Well, we actually were very, very fortunate. You know, I think that there was a lot of farms that were affected very negatively, but it was pretty variable depending on where you were at in Nebraska, and we were very fortunate. There was minor inconveniences, especially with cattle production, with the amount of rain that we had, but we didn't lose the amount of cattle that a lot of producers did, and we were able to plant all of our acres. But the county right to the south of us had the most prevent acre or plant acres in the state of Nebraska. So, like I said, it was pretty variable across the state, but we were just very fortunate on our farm to not have any of those issues.
So are the two of you optimistic? You heard perhaps me talking about the Chinese. I have been at this for a long time. I've been around cows all my life. I'm a dairy guy. So for all of my years, I've been seeing cows milking cows, raising calves, and breeding Jersey heifers and looking for both Great Jersey and Guernsey milk. I had to stop a couple of years ago because of some damage was done because of a huge winter storm here. And I just couldn't, there wasn't enough to keep me going, at least so I raise now Jersey heifers. If you go to my farm, I'm looking at your farm website. You can go to mine while we're talking. It's Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. In a suburban setting like this, it's going to take on a whole new or different face, if you will, than what you fellas are doing. By the way, how old are the two of you?
We're 23 years old.
23. God love you. And are you running the farm, or are your parents still there? Who's actually in charge?
So So that's interesting that you bring that up because so our parents are involved, our uncle, my dad's brother is also involved, and then his son, our cousin, is also involved in the farm as well. And then our grandpa just moved out of the operation here a couple years ago. So our farm, our great grandpa, we're fourth generation. Our great grandpa came here from Switzerland in the 1900s, like 1910. And then, he had two sons who farmed together, Paul and Don, which would be my grandpa and great uncle. And then my dad and uncle farmed with them. And now Joe and I and our cousins are farming together as well, which is interesting because I wanted to bring that up towards your point about being 1,000 acres being a relatively big farm. But to support five of us, actually quite necessary on a row crop operation. So
you may have heard me talking about my visit to a Vermont farm, 1,500 acres, and they have a family structure similar to yours. They were
Absolutely. Basically
a dairy operation, and now they're raising beef and they're raising hemp and they're doing a lot of hay and wood lots and stuff like that. But there's four brothers and then their sons and there are cousins. And I mean, there's a huge brood of people on this farm. And I'm wondering how they are surviving given what the realities are of what has happened, the legacy of dairy farming and what it's done, put families in hock and broke and bankrupt and all kinds of stuff. So they're turning it around, but I think that's a huge farm, and I think some of the farms out west are huge, but yeah, it just is a matter of economics as much as anything else, which is what I want to talk to you about as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Matt and Joe Brueger.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Federal Reserve has cut a key interest rate. It's the second cut this year, but a deeply divided Fed is not signaling if there'll be more. Chairman Jay Powell says it could happen if the economy needs help.
We'll act as appropriate to help ensure that the expansion remains on track.
Investors appear disappointed at the uncertainty about more cuts, and President Trump made his displeasure clear, tweeting, "Powell and the Fed failed again." Three members voted against the quarter point cut, two wanted rates to stay the same, and one wanted a bigger reduction. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Republican Senator from South Dakota John Thune reacts to the news.
I prefer to let them do their job and us to do ours. And we're going to be focusing on the things that we can do to continue the economic growth, one of which would be to pass some trade policies, including the USMCA.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Welcome to the fun.
For today's family farms, that's our focus here on the American Family Farmer. Joining me, Matt and Joe Brueger from Upstream Farms. You can see what's going on there. Actually, an interesting website. Social media, you can follow their story on Instagram at Upstream_Farms and Facebook at Upstream Farms as well. They are twin brothers, Matt and Joe. What's your education? What did you do when you get out of school? Did you go right to the farm or did you go to school?
We both graduated from the University of Nebraska with a bachelor's degree in applied science. But then I have more of an emphasis in agronomy. And then we also were a part of the Angler Entrepreneurship Program.
Explain that for us.
Yeah. Yeah, it's founded by Paul Angler, who owns Cactus Feeders in Amarillo, Texas. But he's originally from Nebraska, and what he did was make a donation to the university specifically to start a program that allowed for younger kids to have an opportunity to mainly throughout agriculture, but to explore the entrepreneurial space. And instead of, you know, learning in a classroom setting, you know, his idea was pretty much that you have to learn by doing, and learn by failing. And so what the Angler program has allowed, students like Matt and I to do is to start our business, in a low stakes environment where you have all the resources of a university, like professors, and allow us to, you know, start a business on a small scale, and then grow it from there and allow us to, you know, not have to get jobs after college or be in a lot of debt. Starting a business in college has allowed us to remain debt-free throughout our education, and as well as allowed us the opportunity to think a little bit differently in the agricultural space. So it's an amazing program. I honestly can't say enough about it because we wouldn't be where we're at right now today without it. So
okay. Well, as you know, this program is about how to succeed, giving people ideas of all ages. So what did they teach you? What's different now about the farm today than the farm you grew up on, given the fact that you are in your 20s, so there isn't that much time. I look back to when I was your age. I was married, a child on the way, had a farm. I had a business. The farm has never been my living. It's been my avocation because in this environment, well, there are lots of different reasons for it, but I find myself loving the work as much as I do the work that I do on the radio. It's something that motivates me, that moves me, that makes me, frankly. And I look back to what was like, I mean, I milked 40 or 50 cows when I was in my 20s, and it was, you know, when I was selling raw milk here, I had a couple hundred cows. You guys aren't milking. But you have a large, explain, you said you're 1,000 acres. So what goes on those 1,000 acres? Let's talk about what you do, what has changed since you were kids on the farm under your tutelage.
So, it's interesting because, growing up we had, chickens and sheep and cattle. And, as we got older, the labor that took to raise those as we started, we had older sisters that helped. We always had bottle lambs, bottle calves, and then helped feed chickens and wash eggs every morning. And as we started, you know, mom and dad started losing their labor force to college, that no longer became feasible, financially or with the time that they had. So as we've come back, we'd like to start doing some of those things again. But really the biggest change that we've seen, as we've started to transition back is how can we add value without having to expand in size or acres? Because, that's not only economical, to do right now for us, but it's also, it's not something that is, within our passions and where we lie. We'd like to add more value to our farm, in a more of a vertical manner rather than expanding horizontally. So what I mean by that is how can we take more steps out of the process and go right to the customer with products that's been raised in our family for four generations, as well as add new products, to capture more value as well.
Okay. So you've hit a nail on the head. This is what I keep preaching. I'm glad to hear you're saying the same thing. You gotta find a market for yourself. Relying on a wholesale market for most farmers doesn't cut it anymore because the mid-level people are greedy and they upcharge and people want to the cheap anyway. They don't want to buy. They used to buy cheap food. They don't want to buy food. They don't want to pay for it. So if you can find a market, and I wonder about that where you are because it's a smaller community. So how far out do you have to go to sell the beef products? I'm looking at your website. You're doing farm to table. How far do you expand?
So we do a lot of, so it's funny you talk about doing something that's really honest to you and what you enjoy. And, we actually raise hops as well on our farm. Joe and I started that, our sophomore year of college, which is very labor intensive. And we started selling a lot of hops to breweries and things like that, that we also sold ground beef to. And what we found was we liked how that aligned with our brand and we liked the culture around that. So we started going to beer and wine festivals rather than farmers markets in Lincoln and Omaha to sell our beef. And then later on down the road, once we developed.
It was
a lot of fun. Yeah. And then when we got to, then we got to a size where we can actually ship our beef now anywhere in the country to all, you know, to the lower 48 within two business days. We just put it in a package and put some dry ice with it, and people can order online.
Kind of like Omaha Steaks. You're the up-and-coming Omaha Steak. Sounds like.
Yeah, but we got the farm behind it too, so that's the that's the nice thing is you know we like to bring a good quality product to the table, so that's really what that's the idea, is that we can ship anywhere in the country, because it was interesting when we went to college. You know, we grew up on, you know, every you know, we had a freezer full of everything that we raised year round growing up. That was one of the luxuries of living on a farm. As we got older, when we went to college, we you know, we tried some other products that were, you know, that we bought from a supermarket, and we just weren't, we were like, something's different here, you know, we couldn't, we thought we were messing it, cooking it, you know, and then we realized that there was, we were raising a product that maybe everybody should have access to that kind of quality, and so that's why we went ahead and decided to start doing what we're doing.
Yeah. I'm appreciative of what you just said about microbreweries. I have... Somebody's reached out to me to not. I have been thinking about maybe growing some things to support a lot of the microbreweries around here, because they get their grain and hops from, you know, the same people we used to buy grain from to feed the cows. And in fact, I take the grain that they've expended and I feed it to my cows now, which they love. But I, you know, it's the thing about what you can do with. With things you don't need. That's what I hear in your voice, what you've learned, the experimentation, which is what the farm is all about. It's about trying stuff that's new. And in your case, are you able to borrow money? Do you need to? Do you have enough resources there so you can create on your own without having to go outside for financial help?
Yeah, so it's really interesting because, you know, our family has banked with the same bank for four generations, and we're really fortunate to, you know, have the backing from three other generations that have allowed us to, you know, have a good line of credit. I think that's essential in agriculture, is to have a good relationship with a bank, and which we do, which is very nice and very helpful for what we're doing. But also what we've done is we've used some of the skills that we have from college. I like I mentioned before, I have an emphasis in agronomy. And what we've done with that is that's been able to help fund some of the other businesses that we have started, or business ventures that we've started within our own business. Because I one thing that I do is I'm an independent crop consultant for farmers around us, and other farmers that need services such as scouting, in the summer times during those growing months, or soil sampling, and that's really, you know, that's a very low overhead business that we were able to start. But also makes us good revenue that's helped us, take some of the risks that we're taking in our business right now. So that's been a very big, big point for us, is to have, first of all, that line of credit from the bank, but also have something that is a consistent source of revenue for us.
Yeah.
So
for you.
If that answers your question, Doug.
Yeah, it does. We'll pause for a moment, a few more minutes with Matt and Joe Brueger. I don't know who's answering the questions, whether it's Matt or Joe, but it's good to get these answers. I want to talk about, I made reference to big or small, I want to talk about where you see the farm in 50 years. As we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer, you want to look your best. You want to feel your best. You want that bright white smile. But you drink coffee, tea, maybe red wine, maybe you still smoke, and so you've lost that white smile, that white shine from your grin. Over the years, I've tried a lot of different tooth whitening products, and they get 50% off the retail price, telling that you heard about it here. Use Doug Steffen or DJV, 800-208-1797. This is the up, as far as I'm concerned, this is the upscale way of having whiter, brighter teeth, and inexpensive too. 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it with me. 50% off the retail price. 800-208-1797 for a great white natural smile.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at Mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-395-0342. 800-395-0342. 800-395-0342. That's 800-395-0342.
All right, moving back into our focus here on the American Family Farmer of a great way and inspiration, if you will. That's what we're looking for. Where do you see Matt and Joe Brueger here from Upstream Farms? By the way, the website is great. Upstream, I didn't ask you earlier on, what's the significance of, was that your name or is that the family name? What is Upstream Farm? Where did that come from?
So we came up with Upstream Farms with the idea of, you know, we grew up on Brueger farms and we wanted something that, you know, Brueger didn't have quite the ring to it, or it wasn't, you know, it was hard to pronounce, and we wanted to have something as far as a retail brand that we could sell, and that people was easily understandable, that were operated just alongside of our family farm.
Yeah.
And so we wanted something that was just unique to Joe and I. So that's why we created Upstream, and we came up with that. From, you know, what we thought was, you know, what are we actually doing? And we kind of feel like we're pushing against the current or walking upstream what normal agriculture is. And so that's where we came up with that.
Yeah. All right. Where do you see the farm in 50 years?
So for us, I think the importance is we see everything that is raised on this farm is marketed through us. So, and that includes everything that's going on all the acres, including row crop. The majority of our feed right now, of our row crop is going towards feed production. And then whatever we have left in excess is going to the grain elevator. What we're excited about is that, we're taking an old milk barn that was on our farm and renovating it into a distillery. That way we can make our own whiskey. So we're taking all the products on our farm and turning it into a product that is consumable and sellable.
You're making whiskey? What, do you got a still?
Yes, sir. We do. So we're just in the beginning stages of that. So we got a lot on our plate, but we really enjoy, we like to stay busy.
Well, you're both to be congratulated. You got a lot of energy. You're right. You're smart. You understand the value of the American family farm, and that's kind of, again, what I'm trying to get across here. There's no reason to pull the sheets over our head at all. We've got to fight and keep the Chinese and some of the other guys from trying to control our business and giving over to the government. Sounds like you're on it. So good luck. Congratulations to both of you. Check out the website, upstreamfarms.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dragon Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with a reminder about our podcast. As you can hear, if you don't get to hear this whole program, or you'd like to go back and get some inspiration from previous ideas and guests that have been on the program, go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And the most recent one that's posted up there now, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, we have a discussion about dairy farms, 20,000 fewer than there were 10 years ago. That's part of our discussion and the reasons why. Then, conversation with Jennifer Fahey, who is the communications director for Farm Aid, talking about Farm Aid that's coming up next week. She's been at it since 2002. She's really good about spreading the word, what the work is. Willie and Neil and John Mellencamp and the others that are involved in the Farm Aid concert. It goes back to 1985. So help raise the money, $57 million so far to date to help the family farms that need. We got to keep the American farmers on the farm, keep the Chinese from buying up all the land, means of production, the Suiza family from controlling the dairy groups. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk about that in my comment section in a moment. Who is going to Congress and who is getting their policy message presented properly? We'll discuss that in just a moment after these words on the American Family Farmer.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scott's. Lay down Scott's Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder today. This is a Scott's Yard.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
And now this comment. The average farm income is much lower than it used to be, as an average anyway. The new normal for farm income, income is supposed to be about $70 billion this year. That is below what we had last year. It's gone down every year since 2015.
Why is that?
Well, because people don't understand the value of good food. One of the reasons this last conversation with these two young farmers is good, because you hear what they're doing to make the farm relevant. Some of the older farmers, unfortunately, don't see that they have to change with the times, but they do. Go back to one. Let's see. I'm looking at the numbers. In 2013, the farm income in our country was $123 billion, and last year was $70 billion. Can you look at that? So that's the influence of lots of things. Bad government policy, a lot of food being brought in here. Maybe the trade war fixes that. I want to get off on a tangent, or I'm feeling that I want to get off on a tangent on where the farms are going. That's why I asked these kids where they thought it was going. They've got 1,000 acres. Are we going to have fewer farms, larger farms? Yeah, but I'm going to save that comment for later on, because I want to spend a moment talking about dairy in general and the potential programs to alleviate some of the issues. The trade war has started that. But you know, one of the things, if you don't deal with the Suiza family and DFA, you're not going to fix the problem. You just aren't. It's just they own 80% or close to 80% of the supply. They run the fluid milk program in this country. So you're not going to change. We can go to Washington. We can tell, you know, the American Farmers Union and the people that I blame, even the Farm Bureau, but the Farm Bureau is more on the side of the big farmers than the smaller farmers. So you get more relief for more attention from the NFU. As 7,300 members in Wisconsin, but there are that many farmers who've gone out of business in the past 4 years. Dairy farmers out. Because DFA, so influenced through their racketeering with Congress, the rules and regulations, so that they can, you know, get the farmers down to $18 a hundredweight and still expect they're going to make money, but the farmers aren't. And so they keep encouraging these huge farms of 5,000, 10,000 cows, and it's just amazing what's being lost. So hopefully the dairy groups are going to be able to convince members of Congress to change their policies. Let's keep our fingers crossed for that. This is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.